It was Saturday morning 3 weeks ago. It's 7:25 in the morning. I'm lying in my bed, comfortable, having a lie-in. 7:25 in the morning, guess what happens? Ding dong. 7:25 in the morning. All these thoughts rush through my head. The first one is, who can this be at this time in the morning? Like many of you, we've been doing our Christmas shopping online, so it could have been the delivery driver. It's 7:25 in the morning. All these thoughts rushing through my head. The alarm's on. The doors are locked. Where are my keys? Who's at the door? I'd better go and answer the door. I'm in my pajamas. What if it's an important pastoral meeting and they need to come in? So I get to the door. I open the door, and there's two workmen stood at the door who'd been doing work on our house earlier in the week. They said, are we too early for you? I said, too early? I didn't know you were coming. They said, did the office not ring? I said, would I be dressed like this if the office had rung? I didn't know if I was ready to open the door. And I wonder if some of us here, we're not ready to open the door. It says in the Bible, Jesus says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them and they with me. Today, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Are you ready to open the door? Some of you today, you are like those who were living in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a small town, but when Mary and Joseph arrived, because of the census, it was a busy place. There were people who lived in Bethlehem, and they were living in their houses, in the comfort of their rooms, with the fire going, and it was busy outside, but they were comfy on the inside. There were people who worked in Bethlehem, and they were there to work. And so they'd had busy days, but of an evening they were comfy in their own house behind the closed door. There were some people who were maybe wiser than Mary and Joseph who booked on lastminute.com who were in the inn, and they were comfy on the inside while Jesus was on the outside. Some of you today, you're here and you are like those who were in Bethlehem. You are comfy in your own life, but Jesus is on the outside. You don't know if you're ready to open the door because Jesus might come in and might disrupt your comfy, cozy life. So you don't know if you're ready to open the door. Some of you, you're here and you're waiting for Jesus to come into your life, but Jesus won't just come in because the handle is on the inside of the door. Some of you today, you are in Bethlehem. Jesus is on the outside, and your comfy, cozy life on the inside is here, and you don't know if you're ready to open the door yet. Some of you, you're like Joseph. Joseph and Mary, they arrive in Bethlehem, and Bethlehem is busy, and the baby's about to come, and they've got nowhere to stay. So Joseph begins running through Bethlehem, and he goes to his family members' houses first, because his family were from there, and he knocks on the door. We're full, there's no space. He goes to the next family member's house. Do you remember me? I do, but I've got nowhere for you to stay. So he goes to the next house, an old friend, he knocks on the door. We've got no space for you to stay. Joseph starts to run around Bethlehem, frantically knocking on every door he can find, desperate for a place to stay. Some of you today, you are like Joseph. You've been running through life, knocking on every single door that you can find to try and find fulfillment, but you've never truly found something that fulfills. Some of you, you've knocked on the door of horoscopes. Some of you have knocked on the door of astrology. Some of you have knocked on the door of the career ladder. Some of you have knocked on the door of relationships. Some of you have knocked on the door of money. And these things have been okay for a while, but they've never truly satisfied. Because it's only when we open the door to Jesus that we truly find the one who satisfies. Some of you today are like those living in Bethlehem. Jesus is on the outside and you have your comfy life on the inside and you don't know if you're ready to open the door to him yet. Some of you today are like Joseph. You've knocked on all the different doors of life, but you've never found the one thing that will truly satisfy that deep longing within you. I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy that longing within you. Some of you this morning, you are like the innkeeper. And well done, by the way. What a great innkeeper we had this morning. Well done. Well done. I love the facial expression. Some of you this morning are like the innkeeper. You've opened the door and you've let Jesus into your life. But you've said, get out the back. You've let Jesus in, but you said, get out the back. You can stay in the Sunday stable and I'm going to live the rest of my life how I want to live my life. Don't be coming out on a Monday because it's not Sunday. You've opened the door to Jesus, but you've put him in the Sunday stable. You live your life the rest of the week and no one would know that you're a Christian or that you go to church. For you, Jesus is more like an insurance policy for life after death. It's there, but you hope you don't need to use it. Some of you are like the innkeeper. You've opened the door to Jesus, but he's in the Sunday stable. Jesus wants a relationship with you. He wants to be in every part of your life. You might turn up to church, you might serve in church life, but outside of church, you keep him quiet because, shh, get out the back. Some of you today are like the innkeeper. You've let Jesus in, but he's in the back, and he wants to be part of everything in your life. Some of you today, you're like those living in Bethlehem. Jesus is on the outside, and you have your comfy life on the inside. You don't know if you're ready to open the door yet because Jesus might disrupt your comfort. Some of you today, you're like Joseph. You've knocked on all the different doors of life, and nothing has truly satisfied your soul. Jesus is the only one who will satisfy your soul. Some of you are like the innkeeper. You've opened the door to Jesus in your life, but he's in the Sunday stable. But this Christmas, he wants to be part of everything in your life. Some of you, you are like Mary. Mary was clearly a holy and righteous young lady. She clearly spent time reading the scriptures. She clearly prayed. She had her life set out in front of her. She'd made good and godly plans like everybody else would. She had a plan for her life, and all of a sudden, an angel appears and says, you're going to have a baby. And the Bible tells us that Mary was terrified, but still she agreed to the plan anyway. Mary ends up pregnant, carrying God's child, Jesus, God himself. Have you ever thought about this? Mary has God inside of her. Mary had God inside of her. There would have been moments in that pregnancy when Mary had no strength left. And she felt him kick, and all of a sudden her strength came back. There would have been moments when Mary felt deeply sick, and he moved, and she felt better. There would have been moments in Mary's pregnancy when she felt, why would anyone choose me? And she would look down and she would remember that God had chosen her. You see, the message of Christmas that we talk about is Emmanuel, God with us. But the message of Christmas is so more than God with us. The message of Christmas is God within us. You see, when we invite Jesus in, when we open the door to him, he comes and fills us from within. His Holy Spirit comes within. And on the moments when we have no strength, he will be our strength. In the moment when we wonder why anyone would choose us, he reminds us that he has chosen us. In the moment when we find it difficult to love, he reminds us that he loves us and that we are to love him and love those around us. In the moment we find it difficult to forgive, he reminds us that he forgave us. Some of you today are like Mary. You have God within you, but your strength is low, or your joy has gone. You have God within you. He will be your strength. He will be your joy. He will be your forgiveness. Some of you today, you are like those living in Bethlehem. Jesus is on the outside, and you have your comfy life on the inside, and you don't know if you're ready to open the door because he might disrupt your comfy life. Today, I want to invite you to open the door to Jesus. Some of you today, you are like Joseph. You've been frantically going through life, knocking on every door you can to try and find the one thing that satisfies your soul, but nothing has satisfied. That deep longing within you can only be satisfied by Jesus. This Christmas, I invite you to open the door and allow Jesus into your life. Some of you, you are like the innkeeper. You've opened the door to Jesus, but you said, "Get out the back." And this Christmas, I invite you to allow Jesus to come from the Sunday stable to take over everything in your life. Some of you today are like Mary. You have God within you, but your strength has gone, or your joy has gone, or you're struggling to forgive. And today, I invite you to allow God to work his Holy Spirit within you, to allow you to do those things in his strength, not your own. Are you ready to open the door? Would you stand with me, please? If you'd like to close your eyes, I'm going to pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you don't force your way into our lives, but you stand and you knock at the door. And this morning, Lord Jesus, we know that you're knocking. I pray that you would give every one of us the strength to open the door, to let you in for the first time, to let you out of the Sunday stable, or to allow us to be strengthened afresh by you. Holy Spirit, would you meet with us this Christmas? Would you be our joy? Would you be our strength? Would you be our love? In Jesus' name, amen. And while our eyes are closed, I'd just like to invite anyone who's not opened the door to Jesus, if you would like to open the door to Jesus in your life today, you may not know what that adventure may look like, but if you'd like to open that door and say to Jesus, "Come into my life today," I invite you to just raise a hand while everyone else's eyes are closed. Father, I thank you that you are in our lives. I thank you that the message of Christmas is God with us and God within us. In this Christmas season, may we take time to remember the magnitude of what that is, to have God within us. Fill us with your love, your joy, and your peace this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you for raising your hand there. God bless you. For those who did raise a hand, I'd like to chat with you at the end. I have a little booklet that I'd like to give you that explains a little bit more about that. And as we're standing, we're going to sing our last carol this morning.